Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
James Brown. I love that. I love that song. James Brown was a patriot. I can tell you that right now. I knew a little bit about him and his life and how he felt about being an American. And I love that song, Living in America. Welcome back, 7 Till. We're celebrating, commemorating, honoring those who paid the last full measure of devotion to this country on this Memorial Day, 2018. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Rich Galen is our guest. And Mullings.com is his website, by the way. His twice weekly cyber column. I encourage you to check it out. But we're not talking about business or politics today, Rich. It's all about those men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice so you and I can have what we have today. You know, I said earlier, I like to talk about the fact that our freedom is from God, but our founders turned that freedom into liberty with a constitution. And we've continued to develop that over the last 230, 40 years and to defend it. And the defenders, yeah, some of them didn't come back, and they're the ones we celebrate today.
Right, exactly. And they for the most part, well, in the last 30 or 40 years, maybe 50 years, they've done it as volunteers. The last conscripted force was the one that fought in Vietnam.
Right.
So there are a lot of people there that didn't want to be. And even in the current thing we were talking earlier about people who knew people in the military, your son was one of them, but I've been around them. These kids are being deployed again and again and again.
Yep.
The reservists and National Guards, guardsmen and women, they can't finish college because they can't.
Yep. My son went twice as a reservist after spending 4 years in the Marines. He went twice as a reservist.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So we may have to kind of make this a better offer to a lot of young people, people that aren't quite ready for college or quite ready for, you know, to get into the regular workforce, learn some skills that they never thought they'd meet, and meet some people that they never thought they'd meet. I mean, go back to your basic training days and look at the people around you. We just never would have been around people that we not only were around, but ended up depending our lives on them.
One of the things I'd like to remind people about, Rich, I hope you'll watch some of the old Memorial Day war movies and look at some of the faces of those soldiers that were in those wars. Someone pointed out this weekend that when we think about our men and women in military, if you don't have military background, you think about John Wayne and Henry Ford and all those he-men, you know, back in those days. But most of these people who poured out the last full measure, my friends, probably were under 25 years old. Many of them weren't even 20. I mean, you think about that. These were just many of the people who gave their lives over the last 240 years, Rich, were children almost. They were just boys.
Yeah.
You can wonder how brave they were, but they were brave enough and they were courageous enough to get close enough to be killed. You know,
that's right.
I mean, that's
the first thing that did is walk down and sign up.
Yeah,
George H.W. Bush was he lied about his age and was the youngest Navy aviator in World War II.
Yeah.
And he didn't, I mean, he had the family connections probably to wait until, you know, now.
He was a senator's son. He could have gotten out of it probably.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he walked in and said, I want to do that.
Well,
and look at the two princes in the UK. I mean, you know, they both served in Afghanistan, and
right,
at least one of them in Afghanistan, and you know, put a lot of pressure on everybody not to get killed there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they could have. But I mean, you think about these children, right? And right now, folks, there are children. Somebody's child, somebody's little boy and little girl is sending a post around the world right now in harm's way. And this month, this year, some of them won't come back. And they're doing what they're doing because their grateful nation has asked them to do it. And they're sending a post knowing And some of them are in. When they roll out of their bunk, they know they're going to be within an 8-digit grid coordinate of a bullet.
Mm-hmm. Or an IED.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something. When you have Americans like that, it's when you have to say you got to be proud to be an American, Rich. Last thoughts.
And so many of them say the same thing. They'd rather be fighting them where they are, fighting the bad guys where they are, than fighting them here in Northern Virginia.
That's a lost point, isn't it, many times, when we go somewhere and they die over there, so we don't have to fight them here. That's a huge a dividend. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a great American. See you next time.
Thank you, my friend. Same
Rich,
to you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. It's Memorial Day in America. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.